Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Welcome back. I am live this afternoon from Metro East Lutheran High School in Edwardsville, Illinois. We are holding our We Bleed Bloom blood drive for our colleague Brett Bloom. And I have not seen Brett in several months. I'm actually quite surprised because Carol put the time context out there about a half an hour ago. It's been since February. He's been undergoing treatments, and Carol had a chance. He just wasn't healthy enough to be here today, cannot leave his house. But she sat down with Brett earlier this morning.
How are you feeling?
Well, considering everything I've been through, I'm pain-free. Right now, I'm just dealing with kind of the psychological implementations of, you know, of what happened to me. I've got a permanent hole in my body now that is bypassing my bowel system, which was partially blockaded, and that was kind of on top of the cancer. So I think that they've relieved that with this new addition to my body that they've given me. But other than that, I'm on a recovery period. My biggest problem is the atrophy.
And the atrophy has happened because of?
Because of being in bed. They said that for every month that you lay in bed at the hospital, you need 3 months of recovery. I know. And it's one
and
of those things.
And how many months have you been in bed?
A week. So I'm working on, when I got home last week, when they finally sent me home, it turns out that my legs had really atrophied more than I thought, and I had to crawl up the steps. It was an hour and a half long process.
Oh my.
Going up one step at a time on my butt. And I thought I'd never make it, Carol. And it was a struggle. So, but now that I'm here, and I've got massive support from Kathy, my wife, and from Devin, my son, who goes to SIU and is able to stay here with me. And then my father is retired. He lives over in Maryville, and so he's helping out quite a bit. So with that support system, they let me come home. And so now I'm just working on getting a little stronger every day.
You said the psychological implications.
Yes, it's a...
I mean, you're one of the funniest, charming people I know. Has it changed you?
Yes, so far. I feel some changes coming on as far as the permanence of it.
Yeah.
Like I said.
It's, like what? Describe...
I feel like a little bit mutilated. I feel like, yeah. And they did. They went in to bypass this blockade that they had in my gut. They had to put a hole in my stomach, and that's a colostomy, and that's permanent. So I'm kind of still dealing with that because that's only 5 days old since we came home, and I've been dealing with it on my own. Like I said, the support system has been great with Kathy and Devin, but. When I'm alone, I'm kind of like, wow, did this really just happen? You know, and how did it come to this? But it's all for the best in the end. Get me well and get me back on my feet. But I'm in that process. So.
Take us back to what the symptoms were, because we don't necessarily really still know.
Correct.
How long you had been in pain, how long you'd been suffering.
It had gone back to before the holidays when I started feeling pressure in my gut.
Before Christmas and Thanksgiving?
Before Christmas and Thanksgiving. And there was a pressure in there that I couldn't deal with. Then one day in February, we went out to eat for Devin's birthday, which was February 6th. And that meal seemed to trigger something. It was a bunch of Mexican food. And the next day at work, I was walking across the room when all of a sudden I couldn't walk anymore. And it was a pressure from within that doubled me over, and I knew I was through. Because I couldn't, no matter what I did, to try and relieve that. And this was the partial blockade. This was the temporary blockade or whatever they call it, that was really messing with me.
And was that the day that I found you sitting in the talent office where Mark Rudin and Charlie Brennan's offices are? It's about, you know, 25 feet from the newsroom.
Correct.
And what did I, what did I ask you?
if I was relieved yet from,
yeah.
from my sudden pressure in my gut. And how
I was wondering if you were nauseous.
Right. It felt that way.
Yes.
And it was just a pain in my low gut that I just couldn't straighten up from.
And sudden, you, I mean, was it like the flu-ish kind of a, because we were wondering if you were wondering if you had food poisoning.
Right, right.
Right.
That big meal that we had the night before.
Right. And I asked you if you had done a number two.
Yeah. Which is about as personal as you can.
I said, Brett, I'm gonna go mommy on you. Have you gone to boo boo? I think were my exact words.
And I had not. And that was my problem. And so
And had you been ignoring your symptoms or had
I
you
guess
been
so. I'm good at that. I'm the ostrich burying his head in the sand.
I think most people are like that, right?
Yeah. Ignore it and it'll go away. You'll be better. But man, it just struck with the suddenness of a sledgehammer that day, you know, and that, and then, I was able to drive home. Thank goodness, for Beth for letting me go. And I said, I'll be back Monday. Cause this was on a Thursday or a Friday. And, that weekend, no, that's when I was diagnosed.
So yeah. Kathy said we were going to the hospital, going to the ER.
And thank God she did, because then that's when I was diagnosed with stage four with Mets, and it was spreading, and we were just totally shocked, you know, through the floor that this, because we were expecting, you know, some kind of, I don't know, blockage that would be easily removed with medicine.
Right.
Instead they come back and said, yeah, well, you've got stage four cancer. Whoa. And that's when this journey began.
Where was that cancer?
That was, it's all over. That's what Mets means. It's metastasized. But we believe it might have started in the colon, but it's spread, and it's to the lungs and to a number of internal organs now. So that's what we're chasing now that we've got this,
yeah,
you know, pseudo blockage out of the way.
And colon cancer run in your family?
It does. My mom had suffered from colon cancer. She eventually succumbed to ovarian cancer at the age of 70. And so, yeah, that's something that we're concerned about.
And you, but you had had colonoscopies. You'd
the year before, I finally, this convinced me, and it was too late, I guess. I had a colonoscopy a year ago in the spring. And that's eventually what led to this diagnosis that I had this. So
they found something in that colonoscopy?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
They found something in the colonoscopy, but you did not follow up?
That's right.
Okay,
So we waited too long, and then it built up back up again around the holidays, and then that's when this happened. So since about February, I spent the last four months in hospital.
Where are you getting your strength to it, one foot in front of the other?
Mm-hmm.
I say that, even though you're having trouble walking.
You guys, it's fantastic. The support that flowed from the station, and just maybe people that I hadn't thought of in a while get together on Facebook and that sort of thing. But when you guys rallied behind us, and the station personnel and just the well-wishers, they just came flowing in over Facebook. And that tells me that I'm not alone out there. And it feels good to know that there is that kind of support out there. And the event today is just the topper. It's great to be able to give back, you know, in some way, even though I'm not really doing anything. But to have this in my name, I hope we get a good turnout and folks really get behind it.
You are wearing your Stanley Cup champion
yes,
cap.
Yeah, that was something. I guess I have to get sick every spring now. It's the thing. It's the new rally beard. But I did grow my rally beard, which, by the way, is just out of control. So I need to take care of that. But yeah, that was something. And we watched from the hospital bed as they pulled it off.
Yeah.
It's still hard to believe, isn't
yeah.
it, that they
yeah, it
they
is.
Went all the way.
It's remarkable because you've been a fan.
Absolutely. Since the beginning, basically, as far as I can remember. You know, I was only five when they came about. But, yeah, the culmination of a dream that's still hard to believe came true.
A tough question and then a funny question. The Bible says God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of a sound mind. we have to say out loud, and we don't have to, but you know what you're concerned about.
I'm very concerned about leaving my family behind at this time. I'm way too young. Kathy, my wife, has just been going around the clock 24/7, trying to keep my pills going and that sort of thing. And for me to just drop out of the picture would be, just be horrible. So that's the main thing, is to be here for when they need me, because they've definitely been here for me. And I feel a little bit of a bump on a logish right now, because everything I'm about is just, you know, getting up on my feet and walking around. Meanwhile, she's bringing me 20 pills a day and giving me shots in my stomach to help with the alleviate the blockage. So I've got to hang around and start to contribute to this family.
And then feeling that, doesn't that give you, you know, a drive?
Absolutely does. Yeah. It drives me forward to every time I feel like I'm laying here and I don't want to do my leg exercises, I think of them and just everything they've done to get me even to this point, and I do my exercises. So it is a motivational tool for sure, and something I want to continue to use to get better and get back on my feet.
And to get stronger. Brett Bloom is known for his hair. He carries a brush with him.
Got it in my work stuff.
Yes, in his work bag. Mm-hmm. And when he gets a haircut, I must notice and compliment.
Or else.
He'll drop the
Man, I've done it.
So your hair, how are you?
It's hanging in there.
Yes, it is.
It's hanging in there. I've still got some on top. I think that I'm going to get through the worst of it, because the chemo's on hold for now, and that's definitely what's been knocking my hair out. But it's thinner, but it's there, and it's wild, and I've got to get it cut and before I'm presentable again. So, sorry I couldn't make it out today, but it's great to have you guys in town helping out with this.
And one last thing, you know, a message to people who have listened to you for how many years have you been at KMOX?
16.
People who have listened to you for 16 years on KMOX and who have said, where is Brett? What is your message to the KMOX?
My message is that I'm still here. I'm sorry I haven't been more communicative, but I've been kind of out of it on all these drugs. Like I said, Kathy's giving me 20 pills a day, so some counteract with each other. I do spend a lot of time sleeping in on my back, but The gratitude is there. Thank you so much to everybody for everything, to supporting this drive, and just the Red Cross in general. And just, you know, that's what's keeping me motivated, is knowing the people out there and wanting to help out.
We love you, Brett.
I love you guys.
And we miss you greatly.
Oh, man, I can't wait to get out there again.
We are praying for you.
Just got to get down those stairs.
Yeah, we are praying for you. We can come up the stairs and come.
Okay.
Okay. All right, Brett. Anything else to add that I did not?
No, again, thank you very much. And we look forward to seeing you at the drive and others in the future, to keep, because Red Cross, obviously without 26 units of blood, you know, I may not be here right now. That's how much I've used. So we want to definitely make that happen.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.